That's hold on.
You have one for me?
You can have one.
No, no. You read it? That's Travis again.
Okay, what are we covering and what are we on what page?
Well, let me ask that. On page 430.
You did all this already?
Yeah, right then. Yeah, towards the end of it. We're talking about Shmuel was always for others. It wasn't any for himself, even when he was very sick at the end of his life. So another story over here is not one story, just the way he was acting, that at the end of his life, it was very difficult. People used to come and tell the whole story to him, and he was like exhausted. He was very, very ill, but he didn't show anything. Once they left, he fainted. Many times they happened. He used all his energy to listen to them, and then he fainted.
When did he start getting sick?
13 years before he died.
So that's what? When he was 60?
62. He was 76 years old. What year or how old he was?
How old?
He was 62.
When year did he die?
63. He was 75 years old.
1989. 79. Early 70s. No, late
70s. Yeah, but he wanted to know how old he was. So he had a very terrible stroke. It was in 60. No, here is already the end of his life.
70.
Ah, 74, 75 at the end, and left a year or two. 12 years he had Parkinson's. Anything he used to ask people because he had no choice, he had to ask for something, he used to ask once. If people realized, we gave him. If not, he never asked twice or three times. Like sometimes he was in difficult pain, he couldn't move. He had an attack, and he needed someone to move the pillow so he was more comfortable a little bit. There was no one to, he didn't wake anyone up or anything, he just stayed suffering for hours and hours, not to bother anyone. One of the things, when someone has Parkinson's, you should never know, that he's very sensitive to noises. Very sensitive to noises. It could drive a person nuts. Go mad, amash. Or sudden movements. They lose control, they fall, all kinds of things. There was once, in the shul, next thing in the shul, this Baal Shuvah sat there, he just became Baal Shuvah. He was all fire, first and he was laughing, screaming, out there, right there, Shmuel, this sick man, he can't stand a little noise. Shmuel was able to go nuts. And the regular davening was able to go nuts. But he didn't say anything. The whole davening he sat there, suffering crazy. He didn't say a word. Perhaps this person's gonna, he can blow him out. He can leave his religion because he didn't say anything. Also, another thing that he couldn't stand it, nothing that was tight to him. Everything had to be loose. Something was tight on his body and he couldn't stand it. The hat, he couldn't stand it.
It's probably extremely painful.
Yeah. It's living in hell. Or smelling food. Anything too much. Anything was very sensitive. Like a pregnant lady, much worse. Much worse. Mash, everything was very sensitive. So at the end of his life, he wore during the week, he couldn't wear a hat. He wore the Russian hat. That was all life. That's the end of his life.
What?
I think that one, yeah, it weighs nothing. It's very light. Unless in Shabbos. Shabbos, no. At that time, there was someone who was staying in the house, a relative of his wife. It was Eldon looking at Shmuel like that and asking him annoying questions and everything. And his children explained that someone, or his grandchildren explained that someone was like that sick is his point of losing his temper. But most people is very, very low. Very low. Very easy you could lose it. Because everything annoys them. Everything.
When you're in that much pain.
Can.
And my wife's reminding me of, because she's going in a lot of pain. You can't hold it in. You just.
Can. And you can't blame them. Shmuel didn't show this person nothing. acting nicely, acting nicely. It's a lot beyond.
He was in control.
Control, complete control. Even though his body was completely out of control, his mind was in control.
He was using his mind to control himself.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's Chazal says, Chabad says, Moach Shalit Alev. The brain has to be controlling the heart. The time that Parkinson was Amash at the end of it, and every movement was a problem, so his family put a bell by his leg, a button to press, and if he needed help, and if, when he pressed it, there were two bells. One was in the kitchen, and one in the bedroom. So when he needed something, he pressed it, and they came immediately to see what he needs. A bathroom, whatever he needed help. Every night, he used to send quietly one of his grandchildren to disconnect the one in the bedroom. That if he needs, only one of the kids, usually the grandchildren were sleeping in the kitchen, they used to wake up, and not the, up not his wife.
Didn't want
to
wake up.
No, he wake up his grandchildren.
Didn't want to wake up his wife.
Yeah. But his wife said, no, but I want to know what's going on with you. Didn't help. One night, he pressed the button.
No,
there was one button, and they rang in two places. Press the button, and they rang in the kitchen, obviously, not in the thing. But his grandson was sleeping sound asleep. Didn't hear anything. Didn't hear his ringing. So unfortunately, there you go. It'll be funny if it wasn't sad. Unfortunately, so he got up alone. He had to go look at the bathroom or something.
He tried to manage by himself.
One hand, he had all this alarm. He had a bunch of alarms for chatzot. On the other hand, he had the washing cup, washing the hands. So when he went by the room of his grandson in the kitchen, I guess, he had an attack. You just imagine this scene, oh my gosh. He fell on the ground. Everything fell, the water, this, a very sad. And his grandson heard the... His grandson heard the noise, he got up. And he sees his grandfather on the floor. Blood gushing out of his nose. Face, he helped him get up. The Rabbanit immediately got up and sees with the mess and everything. She heard the all the clocks breaking down on the floor. So when Shmuel heard his wife getting up, fast, and she doesn't realize fast. Imagine, you know. Again, there's no words. And then, right, stop the bleeding, do something fast. Right? No one has to suffer because he's suffering. So right by, he took him to the kitchen. He took a chair. He sat on his back to his wife that you won't see. And took a book. So the Rebbe said, again, something happened. So Shmuel said, it's beyond, I can't comprehend this. He said, no, the clocks fell. All the clocks fell, nothing happened. Everything's okay, just the clocks fell down. Go back to sleep. That means I'm sorry I woke you up. The clocks fell down. No words to explain. This guy's bleeding, gushing blood off his nose with his back to his wife in a book so she doesn't realize. No, nothing, I'm the clocks fell. What kind of control that is?
Sensitivity.
Such sensitivity. Like, at every moment. So someone else doesn't get sorry about it.
He trained himself all his life to be like that. To be in control all the time.
This bell, he didn't use it so much. Why? Sometimes he said, oh, my grandson went to sleep late, he has to get up for yeshiva tomorrow. Or he might get up, if it was before 2 o'clock, Rabbi Yashiv was his neighbor. So if it was before 2, he didn't ring it. Because Rabbi Yashiv sleeps only from 10 to 2. 11 to 2 or something, if they get him to disturb his learning afterwards. It wasn't like an electric bell. It was a you know, one of those. Remember the old fashioned ones in the schools?
Yeah.
The thing that bangs on the belt, is it?
Yeah.
I, in my days, we still had it. 25 years
still
ago.
We still have it.
Really?
No, it's an antique.
Today they have
it. They use it for fire alarms.
For what?
For fire alarms.
It's very loud.
Yeah, it's very.
And also, it doesn't go bad if it just goes. Does it? No, it does. It does.
No, because it's powered by
it
electricity.
Right, right.
And it's a very powerful solenoid.
It's very loud.
It's designed for.
No speakers. The thing itself makes the noise.
It's a very round bell, and then the clapper claps it.
Pounds it on his head.
Pounds it, and it's designed for classrooms. Where, well, you know.
We had one, remember, one in the whole school in the
yeah.
The main, where the secretary was.
Everybody
she used to press it. It was very, very loud.
But we have, it's connected to all.
Then we had Christmas songs. Because they had no idea it's Christmas songs. Then my mother went there and told them it's Christmas song. So, really? What's that? In Israel, we don't know so much.
No, I was.
Today or tonight, the yard said the Rav Yael Yashar.
Not tonight, I'm not. It's Shabbos.
Shabbos?
People are going to go today and say Shabbos is killed.
Chavzayin,
tonight. They were throwing stones. I believe it's like the outside. They were throwing stones. Someone was saying Goyma. They threw stones. I'm not bad. And also by the next day of Kenning, they were throwing stones at the Jews. The festivals went there.
What happened?
Nothing. Well, throwing stones.
No, but who was throwing stones and what happened?
Arabs were throwing stones. The Jews went down and Kibbutz Tzedek.
I'm not going to comment. What I am going to comment is, I know exactly what Rosh Shmuel is going through because my father-in-law went through the same thing.
Yeah, I also have a great uncle with us.
He was in his 90s and he had cancer and he was so weak that he had to ask someone there for time.
So, anyway, the Shmuel. One time, he didn't want to wake up his son or a grandson or whatever. So he said, I'll get up myself. So he tried to get up. He leaned on the table. It was an old-fashioned table. You know, those are just connected like that. So it gets weak after a few years. And he pulled himself up. The table broke down. And he fell on the ground.
Right.
He had terrible pain. He could have pressed the button. But he didn't. Afterwards, why didn't you wake up Nassan, his grandson? Why didn't you wake him up? So Shmuel said, well, Nassan has tomorrow yeshiva. He might be tired afterwards during the shir. So what? Well, because I have to get up from the floor, my grandson won't learn well? No. At the end of his life, it was Yom Kippur. He wasn't the last Yom Kippur of his life after he came back from Uman. He wasn't allowed to fast. Yeah. And there was bugs, there was a fly that were bothering him and stuff. So one of the young boys took his hat and it was making wind. So at the end of his koach, didn't have any koach, he said, his name was Laser. Laser, please stop. So why? I was wondering. Why do you want me to stop? I said, why do you want me to stop? He says, you're fasting. I don't want you to make too much effort. It's all kinds of little points which show on
the bigness of the man. The greatness. Godliness.
Sometimes you have to be quiet.